Hi, I'm Lucy and welcome to Lucy Talks. This podcast is all about finding meaning, self-belief and connection while embracing the seasons of your life. I believe that your happiness matters for the planet. When we are fulfilled and feeling self-confident, we are so much more able to take meaningful action, both in our lives and for social change. I want this podcast to dare you to reimagine your own life and the world we live in, and to feel empowered to make changes. All of this while using the lens of the changing seasons to allow for softness, kindness, and balance. I'm so excited to have you here. Let's get started. Hi everyone, welcome back to Lucy Talks. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is the final episode in the winter season of the podcast, and it's definitely starting to feel like spring, so it does feel like the right time to move on and start thinking about a new season of life, a new chapter that we're entering into, and to just run with that. So I'm really excited to wrap up this season and hopefully end it with this idea of building momentum, building for solid foundations during the winter months to then be able to hit the ground running and build on everything that we've laid the foundation for, and to really see things start to blossom and grow, and yeah, just like get that sense of momentum building, and suddenly we're away and things are happening more easily. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. I'm going to talk about goal setting and talk you through my goals for the next 3 months, which is taking us from April through to the end of June. So I'm very excited. I feel like there's a lot of potential things that could happen in my life in these 3 months. Like I said, I've been building this solid foundation, trying to build from the ground up and yeah, build those positive habits that I really feel are now kicking in. And it's kind of the time for me to action some of the things that I've been working on, to make some changes and potentially start a new job, potentially move to a new city. Who knows? There's various possibilities that could happen. But yeah, I'm going to talk all about that in today's episode. I'm going to talk about how you can set some goals for yourself for spring and for this season, which is all about action and growth and seeing things happen that you've been laying the foundation for. So I'm really excited. I think spring is one of the most beautiful times of year. You go from everything being quite bare on the trees, you go from these cold, drizzly, rainy days to suddenly glorious sunshine, the sun beating down on your face, feel the vitamin D like soaking into your skin again. So, so nice. And yeah, it's a time where we see rapid growth in nature around us and hopefully in our own lives as well. So I'm really excited to enter into this, and especially this year, because I don't really know what it's going to entail. Normally around this time of year, I'm kind of gearing up for exams, gearing up for like revision and trying to think back over everything that I've done in the previous months to then, yeah, I guess still like see the results, see the action and to make things happen, but in a slightly different way. And this year, it's my first year out of university, out of education, and I'm really like trying to figure out which direction I want my 20s to go in. And this is quite like a big topic. I think I'll talk more about this in the spring season of the podcast. But yeah, a lot could happen in these 3 months, and I'm really excited to see what does happen. It's, yeah, pretty exciting. So anyway, let's kick things off with a few little gratitudes. So my first gratitude is that I've just been on such a lovely walk. I went along the South Downs Way and then over some absolutely gorgeous hills where you can just see like 360 views all around you. It's been such a lovely, lovely day so far. It's about 4 p.m. now, and yeah, it just feels like a very fresh spring day. So definitely in the mood to kind of wrap up this winter season. But yeah, it was gorgeous, and I'm kind of trying to start some training for the moonwalk, which my friends and I from home are going to be doing in May. It's definitely crept up on me. I signed up to this back in January, like early January, and May seemed like quite a while off in January. But it's a marathon, it's for charity. I'll leave the link below if you're interested in checking out what Moonwalk's all about. But yeah, it's a marathon is the long and the short of it, and I haven't ever walked a marathon before, so I kind of need to start doing some training, and I'm sure I'll be absolutely fine, but like, do need to do a bit of prep and not be stupid about it. So yeah, I went for a nice walk today. Freya joined me for some of it, and then she wasn't feeling too great, so came home and I just carried on the rest by myself. It's just so beautiful up there when you're on the top of the hill and you can see for like, yeah, like I said, 360 degrees all the way around, just these rolling hills, and the sky is so blue today, it's beautiful, and you can kind of see out to the sea as well, which as someone who's from the Midlands is such a novelty. So that's really, really nice to be able to be on the top of the hill and like see out to the sea, and there's no more land but beyond it, obviously. So lovely and really, really expansive. So yeah, that's my first gratitude. Really, really nice. I also am grateful that I've kind of met my financial goals that I set for this month. I've been working pretty hard. Like, I've got 3 jobs at the moment and just trying to like get as much money in savings as I can. I'm very fortunate that I don't have many outgoing costs at the moment. So that is really something I'm very grateful for. And yeah, it just means that I can save quite a bit of money, which is fantastic, and is going to hopefully set me up nicely for the next chapter where I will need to be, you know, making adult decisions and trying to, yeah, afford rent in potentially London or Cambridge. So I'm trying to stand myself in good stead, and that's going pretty well, so I'm happy with myself for that. It's been, yeah, a busy month, but I do feel like I've kind of achieved what I set out to, so that's really nice. And my third gratitude is that I finally finished a book that I've been reading for genuinely like maybe 2 months, and it's not even a long book, it's, you know, your typical quite basic book, and I just haven't been reading that much, so it's taken me ages to get through it, but I finally finished it, and I do feel like I'm somewhat on a roll with reading now. I want to keep up the momentum and just get straight into another book this evening. So yeah, that's a win, and I'm happy about that because I do really love reading. I find it really relaxing and get quite invested in the story. So I will probably be reading Girl, Woman, Other next, which my cousin Amy lent to me ages and ages ago, and I've not got around to reading it yet, so that is going to be the next book on my list, I think, unless I find something else I want to read more. But yeah, I've been excited to read that for a while, so I think that will be the next read, so that's quite exciting. Anyway, let's get into the episode because I have a lot to chat about, and yeah, I'm feeling quite good today, I'm feeling quite excited, so hopefully this comes across as a really lovely episode. So if you have stuck around for the podcast for quite a while, you'll know that I absolutely love a goal setting episode. I love setting intentions. I love kind of coming up with goals for the next chapter. And it's just something I really find quite exciting and find quite rewarding. So in the second episode of this season, I spoke about dreaming bigger, spoke about some goals that I was working on for 2024. I don't think I shared too many of my own goals in that episode. I mostly spoke about how goals and dreams should be really exciting and that we should dare to dream bigger. So go and check that one out if you're interested. But yeah, this one's going to be a bit more specific about my own goals for the next 3 months. And I like to think of these seasons as little 90-day chunks. So we've got the next 3 months from the start of April, which I think as you're listening this, it's April the 1st. Let me just check that. Yeah, 1st of April is on Monday, which is lovely. I love it when the 1st of the month falls on a Monday. Very satisfying. Anyway, yeah, so from the 1st of April to the end of July is give or take 90 days or 12 weeks. And I think this is a really like impactful time frame to try and make something happen in your life. It's long enough that you've got time to implement things. It's long enough that you can, you know, try a few things, and if they don't work, experiment a bit and try something else. But it's not too long that it feels like, okay, I can just leave that for, you know, a few weeks or so. Because if you do, then you've eaten up into your limited like time that you want to achieve this in. So in my mind, it's quite a nice length of time to try and work on something and quite try and be quite specific about what it is that you want in this period of your life. And yeah, it kind of is quite freeing because you can say, okay, where am I now? Where do I want to see myself in only a few months' time? It's a bit more realistic than maybe if we're setting 5-year plans or 10-year goals for ourselves. Like these more like visualization, dream life style goals, which are awesome as well, but just as another option, I think 90-day goals are great for making genuine change happen. So I find them quite exciting. So I'm going to go into my goals first of all, and then I'll give a few more like bits of advice and, you know, practical things to help set to help with goal setting, and hopefully that is what you want to hear. So what I have done is, for my 90-day goals for spring, I've split them up into five different sections. So I've got creative goals, career goals, financial goals, health and fitness, and then relationships. And I think for me, these five categories work quite well. If you have something specific that you want to work on, maybe instead of creative, you want to focus more on fitness and separate out health into a different category, or you maybe want to work on yourself and you're in like a self-help era and you really want to focus on your own personal, maybe mental health, or I don't know, things that you're working on internally. Maybe you are thinking more in terms of your love life and that's something you really want to prioritize, and you want to separate out the relationships into maybe friendships and the like romantic relationships that you're maybe pursuing. You know, whatever it is, whatever categories work for you, I think five is quite a nice amount. But yeah, have fun with it and see what categories your goals naturally fit themselves into. And I find it helpful to just really let myself come up with as many different options as I can and then try to narrow it down into the more like structured practical goals. So first of all, just like letting myself dream big and imagine all of these different things, and then maybe doing a bit of fine tuning and working out what I actually want and what is a priority, because you can never do everything. You can never ever get everything done all at the same time. So just about prioritization, I guess. So anyway, my creative goals, which is something that I really want to work on lately. I went to Brighton a couple of weeks ago now and had a lovely chat with this guy called Nate Cordery, who is an artist, and he has a studio, like an open studio. I don't know if it's his, but he has an area in that studio that just really, really inspired me. His paintings were all up over the walls. They were these gorgeous paintings of underwater scenes or the sea, like sunsets over the sea. There were some of more of a like bustling street in Brighton, and some of like clouds, and some of really like impressively like messy, and just, you know, those paintings where it just seems like they've just thrown a load of paint onto the page and it's come together really nicely. Some big ones of like wildflowers almost. And he kind of just said, you know, if you want to paint, just start painting, and don't worry too much about if it's good or not. It's always going to take a long time to get good at something. Art is something that I really do enjoy, but I think I've often held myself back from doing it because I just don't feel like what I do is very good. So I kind of want to just let myself have that freedom to try different things and maybe just have some fun with painting something every other week. That's the goal that I've written down, and to try and like schedule that in. I know that sounds a bit prescriptive because art is probably meant to be, you know, go with the flow and all of that, but everything else in my life is pretty much planned out. Like I plan when I'm going to be at work, I plan when I'm going to go to the gym, like, you know, plan when I'm going to see friends, etc. So why should I not plan in when I'm going to be prioritizing having a bit of fun with painting, you know? So I think for me, that is something that's going to help me actually get it done. Otherwise, I'll just think, oh, I'll do that tomorrow, you know, do that next week, etc. So I'm going to try and schedule in a little fun, artsy painting or drawing session every other week, I think, for now, because that feels manageable. So yeah, I want to maybe create like 6 different pieces in the next 12 weeks. Maybe that will actually be less than 6 pieces because I might not finish it in that session, but yeah, I don't know, 6 like solid times where I sit down and I try and create something or just have a bit of fun painting. That sounds really exciting to me, so I would like to try and make time for that. Other creative goals, I'd love to complete all of the travel vlogs that I've been making. I've now got 3 more. So yesterday I uploaded one of the Australia vlogs, and I've kind of worked out how much footage I've got, and I've got enough for 3 more vlogs, is like how they naturally divide up. So yeah, that is gonna be I'll be a bit sad, I think, when I finish all those travel vlogs, because I've been making them literally since August last year. Although, in saying that, I'm excited to then start making, yeah, YouTube videos a bit more frequently, try to document a bit more of my, I guess, normal life, and particularly if there's going to be like changes in where I'm living, trying to set up a new life, etc. Sounds really dramatic, but just like, you know, get settled in a new place, get settled in a new job, etc. I would really like to document that and to show almost like from day one how that has changed, because I think so often, especially online, all you see is the end product. All you see is someone's finished result. You see them when they're thriving, when they've achieved something. Whereas for me, like the most engaging thing about content that I watch online, like watching people's videos of their lives, or when someone's even like in person telling me a story about something, when they tell you about the hard parts and the struggles and like how they've got to where they are, to me that's so much more inspiring and so much more meaningful, and you can like really relate to someone in that way. So I'd quite like to show that side of things and to just be quite honest, just like document my everyday life, and also for my own benefit. That's kind of my main motivator, is for the confidence that I know that that will give me, for being able to just get the camera out wherever I am, for being able to be honest and vulnerable, to be able to, you know, have that creative freedom and just try and like document those little beautiful moments of your life to also have to look back on. I absolutely love watching our family videos from when, like our home videos from when we were kids, and I'd love to like have that for myself of this chapter of my life as well. I'm thinking of maybe investing in a little camera. I have my DSLR camera, which I absolutely love, but I think that's maybe a bit bulky for vlogging. Like, I don't really think I can get that out and like, I don't know, turn it around and talk to that camera, because I couldn't even hold it up. So all of my travel vlogs have been filmed just on my phone, and I think that's great. I love that it's accessible enough now to be able to film from your phone, to film like, yeah, just bits of your life, and to be able to upload that and for it to be like good enough quality and stuff like that. But I don't know, I think there's something quite meaningful, I guess, in me deciding to invest that money that I've earned into something that I feel is quite like a passion project, something that's not necessarily a like practical decision, I guess, to invest in a camera. But I've always just loved cameras, and I feel like investing money in like that creative, I don't know, creative hobbies, I guess, feels like a bit of a blocker. I'm like, oh, that's not a great decision. Like, you should save that money or spend it on useful things. But I don't know, I really just like the idea of investing some money in a camera. I'm not talking loads, maybe like, I don't know, just a good but not too expensive camera, and having that to just be able to document things that go on. I really like the idea of that. So yeah, let's put that out there. Let's try and make that happen. And also, I would like to complete the spring season of the podcast. That's another goal. I think given that the winter season has worked really well for like a structural framework, I'd say, I think it's worked really well, and so I want to continue and see how it works in the next chapter as well. But yeah, I'm excited to come up with a whole new set of ideas for that and to put energy into it, because I find it really fun and it's just nice. Like, recently I've been kind of thinking a little bit about how I've been doing this podcast for a long time now, like 3.5 years, almost 4 years this summer, and I don't know, like the numbers have increased but not drastically. Like, it's not huge amounts of people that listen to it, but I don't know, I prefer my life doing the podcast than not doing it. So to me, that's like an obvious choice in that way, to keep pursuing it, and I think what I have to say is like helpful, at least to me. So, you know, it's always lovely when someone says, oh my god, that episode really helped me, or was just really nice to listen to. So, you know, for those little gems every now and then, I think it is absolutely worth it. And it's just something I find so fun. So why shouldn't I invest my time in it, even if there's no kind of, I don't know, I just feel like in our society, if there's not any money to be gained from it, or there's not any tangible like reason, people tend to think like, why are you doing that? But I don't know, it's a hobby, it's fun, and I really enjoy it, and I enjoy the idea that it could go somewhere one day. So who knows, let's just keep going. So that's all of my creative goals, and I think it just feels like something that is going to help me to navigate this next chapter of my life, to maybe have a bit of a sense of, okay, this is something that I enjoy doing for me, and having that intention of just being a bit more experimental, taking the pressure off, and it being fun rather than something that I'm trying to be good at, although inevitably that is the intention as well. Like, I do want to be good at it, but yeah, just to have fun and like experiment and it not have a direct reason, like other than my own wanting to do it. My next section is career goals, and for this one I really just want to land a grad job that I feel really good about. I think that there's going to be a temptation potentially to accept a job, not saying that I've got any jobs yet, but like I feel that there could be a temptation to, if I do get a job that doesn't quite feel right, to take it because it's a job and it's money and it's gonna, you know, be, I guess, the right thing to do. But I really, really hope that I have the guts to, if it doesn't feel like the right job for me, if it's maybe too remote, like it's not enough time in the office actually seeing people, or if I just don't get a good vibe about the company, if it feels like something that I don't feel well suited to make the decision to say like, no, I am going to wait, I'm going to hold out for something that I really feel great about. And yeah, because I know that like that decision could have such a big bearing on my life for the next couple of years. So I really want to try and, even though I'm starting to get a bit like impatient with the job hunting process, not necessarily impatient, but I don't know, a bit like, okay, I need to get on with this now. I need to like land something because it's been a while. It's not been that long. It's been maybe 2 and a bit months of solidly trying to apply for things. But yeah, it's always that difficult thing of like, oh, is there going to be anything else coming up? Is there going to be something better? Do you really back yourself that much to hold out and maybe like reject something that could be good for you? I don't know. This is all hypothetical, but my main goal is to really just feel good about a job if I'm accepting it, and to make that decision for myself and to trust my gut if it's going to be the right thing for me or not. Obviously, like through the jobs that I'm applying for, I'm generally applying to things that I think I'd want to do, but you never know until you go and maybe see the place in person or meet the manager, etc. You don't quite know. And even then, do you really know? I don't know. But if I get a feeling that it's not the right thing for me, I want to try and like trust my intuition and hold out for something that I feel really great about, because there are so many avenues that I think I could really do well in and that I think I really enjoy working in. So I want to make sure that I pick something that does feel really good for me. And not necessarily like ticking every single box, but just not getting any bad feelings and not accepting it because I feel like I need to rush is my goal. And the second one is to give my best self in interviews, to just put all of the time that I can into prepping for it. Not saying like endless amounts of time, a reasonable amount of time so that I go into an interview feeling ready, feeling like I've prepped as much as I could, feeling like I can, you know, deal with questions that they might ask that might be a bit difficult, and to just then go in and like be my best self and to know that I've done my best and not beat myself up if I don't get it. Like just go in as my best self, having done the necessary prep, and to see what happens, because that's kind of all you can do. And so that's my little goal for career. It would be amazing if I could have a job by the end of these 3 months. How crazy would that be, to have a graduate job that I feel really great about, that I feel really excited to start working in, and yeah, all of that that comes with it, meeting new people, maybe moving to a new city, you know, it's very, very exciting. And I don't want to necessarily rush the process of it as well, like rush the excitement, because this is, yeah, it's quite a big like turning point, I guess, will be finding a job that I feel great about and getting to go and start working in it. Like, that's quite a big moment in your life. So I'm very excited, actually. I'm excited to start work, but also enjoying the situation that I'm in at the moment. It's been really, really nice, actually. So yeah, we shall see, and I will keep you updated, but exciting things hopefully are on the way. My next section is financial goals. So I really want to have saved sufficient money to move into my own place. I've somewhat done this already. I guess there's always like, you know, sufficient is a bit of an arbitrary term. I just want to have like saved enough money to feel comfortable in the next move, to be able to have enough money for the deposit on a rental place, to be able to have enough for like the first couple of months of rent, etc. Just so that I can like not feel too stressed about money as well as starting a new job, etc. So yeah, have sufficient money in the bank to be able to make that next move happen. And I kind of feel like I'm somewhat there already, which is great. But yeah, just to keep adding to that pot. I have some like specific goals for adding to my various like saving pots, which I won't go into. But the other goal that I have is to not be like reticent to spending money on seeing family, seeing friends, and like kind of just having fun to an extent. When I'm like in a saving mentality, I kind of feel a bit like, oh, like you don't need to spend money on that, like just, you know, knuckle down, crack on. But at the end of the day, it is still life, and I want to somewhat enjoy myself. And if I have the ability to do that, then it kind of feels like a bit of a self-sabotage thing to deny myself like going to see family, going to see friends, etc. So I do want to make the most of the opportunities to do that and to put energy and I guess money into seeing friends as well, because everyone lives so far away now, and like you do have to factor that in. But I think it's always worth, if you can, like spending a bit of money to spend that quality time with friends. And it's a shame in a way that you do have to, like at uni I definitely took for granted that you can just walk around to someone's house or like hop on the tram and go and see your friends all afternoon. And now everyone's so far away that I'm like, okay, this is a good, like, I don't know, maybe 40 quid in some instances, 50 quid on the train to go and see them. And it can feel a bit like, oh God, like I don't really want to spend that money. But these people are important to me, and I want to maintain the friendships that I've built throughout uni. And I guess that is the reality of doing that, is that you kind of need to spend money on trains or days out together. And that's something that is something that I want to spend money on. Like obviously saving is important, but what's the point in having all of this money if you don't spend it on people that you love and having like quality time while you're still young and, you know, all of that. So yeah, to not feel like resistant and to obviously not go crazy, but like to spend money on people and be like, oh yeah, it's your birthday, like let's meet up, let's go and do something. If you have the time and the flexibility in your schedule to do that, then yeah, I feel like that is a little maybe financial mindset goal, a little shift, because I do feel like I'm sometimes a bit, not stingy, but I can just feel a bit guilty maybe about spending money on that sort of thing. But that's what makes me happy, and that's what really is fulfilling at the end of the day. So I think it's worth it. My next category is health and fitness. So in the last few months, I have kind of built up a really good gym routine. It's not crazy. It's twice a week, and I do legs one session and then upper body the other session. I know it's not necessarily covering all bases, but it feels really good. And it's kind of what I can schedule in at this point in my life. And two times a week feels good, feels adequate, I'd say. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm hitting PBs and trying to allow myself to push myself more when I'm at a good point in my cycle, so like the spring and the summertime, and then in the run-up to my period and in the time when I'm on my period. It's actually crazy, like once I've started tracking that, the difference in what I can lift and how like energized I feel. I really do think it makes such a big difference, so I'm trying to work with that. So at the moment I'm in the spring of my cycle, and gym this week was great. I felt really motivated, felt like I could do so much more than I did the week before, so that was great. Yeah, I just want to keep being consistent with that and keep the momentum going, like I was saying, because it does take a while to build this habit, but once it's in place, it just really like adds a bit of structure to my week, makes me feel quite good. And it's nice to like have those slightly achy muscles that make you feel like you've done something, and then to yeah, just feel like able to use your body as it can be moved, which is such a privilege. So yeah, I also want to continue running. Running's been a bit less structured. I've just been trying to go out whenever I like have a spare moment, which is normally Saturday mornings before my tutoring. So that's been quite nice, and I'm kind of all right with one run a week at the moment. But my other goal is to add in some long walks for moonwalk prep. So like I said earlier, I'm doing the moonwalk in May with my friends and with like fundraising. And yeah, I'll leave the link to the page in the description. But I need to start prepping, and so this is going to be an ongoing thing, is trying to find, I guess it the thing is, it takes quite a bit of time. So today I was out for maybe like 4 hours, just trying to find that time when it's not chucking it down and I don't have to be at work and I've not got any tutoring sessions and it's not dark, like trying to add in those longer walks to prep for the marathon that I'm gonna be walking in a couple of months. I'm sure it will be absolutely fine and we'll probably get each other through it by chatting and having fun. Like, it's gonna be so cool to get to spend that time together because I haven't seen them in ages as well. So I am really excited about it. It just feels like it's crept up on me and suddenly I need to be getting my stamina up for long distance walking. It'll be good and I'm excited for it. So that is a fun goal, and I really did enjoy the walk today. So yeah, that's good. I'm pretty happy with my diet and yeah, my like mentality around health and fitness at the moment. I feel like it's for the right reasons. I generally work out because it makes me feel good in my body. It makes me feel like I have accomplished something. It makes me feel like I'm using my body as it's meant to be used. Like, it's quite rewarding building up strength. And yeah, I feel like I don't necessarily have many aesthetic goals, if any. I don't really have any aesthetic goals. It's just for the fitness, which I quite enjoy. I'm glad that that's the mentality I have around exercise. Okay, the last category that I have is relationships, and in this one I have three goals. So number one is to invest a bit more of myself in friendships, because lately it's been just one of those like seasons, I guess, where I haven't necessarily seen my friends that much. I haven't really been able to. I've been trying to prioritize work and building my savings back up, and just like it's been not too feasible to go and spend time with friends. And I think that's kind of the way, like, there's natural ebbs and flows. But I really would like to see more of my friends and also to invest a bit more of myself in my friendships. I was listening to Megan's episode of Life's Your Bitch this week, and she was kind of speaking about, it was actually last week's episode, she was speaking about how the more you give into a friendship, into a relationship, into whatever it is, the more you give, the more you get back. And if you are feeling like your friends maybe could tell you more about their life, maybe they could be a bit more vulnerable with you, maybe you feel like you don't actually know what's going on with them and it's all a bit surface level, rather than putting that emphasis on them to understand where you're coming from, to like intuitively know that that's what you want, you kind of have to give that energy yourself and to be a bit vulnerable with them, to let them know what's going on in your life, like just little updates about the good and the bad. And then naturally, well, maybe naturally or maybe not, and that's kind of an indication in itself. If it's a friendship that's meant to work and meant to last and has potential, then if you give, if like the more energy you give out, the more that they will give back to you, because it's going to be reciprocated if it's something that is a good relationship. So yeah, I just thought it was something that I probably needed to hear, and I really love my friends and I want to see more of them. Times that I have spent with friends in the last few weeks or so have been so lovely, because I don't know, I feel like you appreciate it more when you don't see people as often. So that's been really lovely, and I'm excited for like the plans that we've got coming up. Going to London next week with Capu and Sophie and Freya obviously, and potentially Aiden as well, hopefully Aiden as well. So that'll be lovely. And just yeah, I love my uni friends so much, so it'll be so good to see them and have some lovely time together. Also got the moonwalk coming up with my friends from home, and I'm hoping to see them when I go back to visit my parents. Just, you know, it's a weird time, like when you leave uni and you go from seeing people every day to then not seeing them for months. And especially like with Soph and Aiden and Freya, we went from seeing each other every day while we were traveling to then not at all. And we actually saw Soph last week, which was really nice. But it's just so strange that you can see someone literally every day, and then we, you know, went our separate ways at Heathrow Airport and I haven't seen them for months. It was quite strange. But yeah, I just I want to invest more of myself in my friendships and try to just be authentic, try to, I don't know, maybe like ask more questions, be a bit more like invested, and to give honest answers to questions as well. Someone's like, how are you? Rather than your first response being, yeah, like absolutely fine, you know, all great. Actually giving a bit more meat to that answer and giving some nuance to your answer and giving a bit of like something that they can lead on with another question, if that makes sense. So I've got two more goals. My next one is to keep making time for quality time with Freya. I think we've been pretty good at this in the last few months, and again, like, it's an adjustment. We went from traveling together, well, we went from not seeing each other for 10 months to then traveling together and spending pretty much every day for those whole 4.5 months, although more like 3.5 months because I went away for a bit of it. But anyway, coming back and living together in her parents' homes, it's been like quite an unconventional start to a relationship, but so far, like, so good. So yeah, just keep making time for quality time rather than just, you know, that time that you naturally spend at the beginning or the end of the day together. And my final goal for the next 3 months is to look after number one, to keep making time for myself and to like invest in things like journaling, which really does help me to stay on top with how I'm feeling, to kind of check in with myself, making time for that. Try to, yeah, just keep building on the things that I feel are important to me. And this, I guess, ties in with like the creative goals, because to me, that's more of a tangible way to make time for myself. But yeah, just like, I think journaling especially is such a helpful goal. I did an episode ages ago on journaling, and I think it's such a powerful tool. So I want to keep using it and to, yeah, have it as something that really helps me to stay in touch with how I'm doing and what I want to work on and what isn't working, things like that. That is all of my goals, my 90-day goals for spring. So hopefully by the end of June, I'll be able to say that I've achieved all of them. This might be a nice like reflection point to come back to at the end of spring. So maybe I'll do that episode. But I hope that this has inspired you to create some of your own goals. I'd say that the most important thing to consider when you're coming up with your own goals is to think about why you want to do it, and to make sure that you're doing things for the right reasons, not to maybe fulfill someone else's idea of what you should do, not to maybe, you know, go with the flow and like let everything that happens in your life be for other people. You're responsible for making your life turn out the way you want it to. Obviously, there are so many unpredictable situations and things that we can't control, but like at the end of the day, you're responsible for things that you want to happen in your life. And if you think it's likely that you'll be swayed by other people's opinions or swayed by your own negative self-talk, maybe like try to consider that when you're setting your goals and think, okay, I appreciate that this is a thing. How am I going to stop it affecting me and stop it like getting in the way of me achieving my goals? And yeah, kind of like anticipating those blockers or those barriers that you think might come up and really being clear on like why you want it to happen. I also recently watched King Richard, which is about Venus and Serena Williams's dad, who I had no idea really, but basically shaped their whole careers and like really gave so much to them pursuing their own tennis like professionally. And he, yeah, came up with, and he had so many systems in place to help them get there, had a plan. And I think the phrase was like, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And it clearly worked for them. Like it clearly happened. I really enjoyed that film. Actually, I would recommend it. But yeah, I think that's everything that I have to say in this episode. Thank you so much for sticking around for the whole of the winter season, if you have. And if you're just tuning in now, I hope that you can maybe go back and find some little nuggets. So the next episode will be in 3 weeks' time. It will be coming out on the 29th of April, and that's actually the day before my 23rd birthday. So very exciting. And I'm going to be in Barcelona, which won't necessarily be relevant to the episode, but it's exciting for me. So yeah, there we go. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening, and I would love to hear what your goals are. Let me know. You can get in touch via Instagram, which is @LucyTalks_, or email me, lucytalkspod@gmail.com. Would love to hear your goals, and let's see how we're doing in 3 weeks' time and in 12 weeks' time when it is going to be summer. So yeah, very, very exciting. Thank you for listening, as I said already, and I'll leave you to enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.